Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. First off, I have a confession. I heard about these plans last spring and didn't report to y'all because I wanted to see how YouTube would follow through. I wanted the dust to settle a little bit. Enough time has passed that we can now check this out without feeling like guinea pigs for an experiment. The bigger question, though, are podcasts really a good idea? Sure, they're popular, but do they work for us in our particular situation? As I noted in the post earlier this month, owned media assets are all the rage. So it's tempting to just jump right in. But first, let's answer these two big questions. First up, what role does our podcast play in the overall market approach? This is a strategy question. Do you want brand awareness or more opportunities? And do not say both. Here's why. The former is not a straight line to the latter. Yep, not all famous people are rich. The big thing here is to know how podcasts fit in our toolbox. For example, do you have something you can leverage and podcast open the door to that? Do your buyers care about popularity or prominence? If they do, then podcasts could be a good idea. If competence or research is more important, there are different formats in our content marketing toolbox that might be more effective. Next question. How is this going to showcase our differentiation? This is a branding question. Do you have a distinct personality that can set you apart? Great. Podcasting might be a good spotlight for you. Do you have insider access to cool people and want to show that off? Okay. Just keep in mind that everyone and their puppy dog is doing interview my friends format. How about your storytelling skills? If that's your major asset, podcasting could showcase that. It's time to come up with an approach that will feature your assets without making you the star of the show. Like speaking and writing books, podcasts create a spotlight. It can highlight things other content media can't. So let's make sure we use that attraction to its fullest advantage. Because like anything else, podcast takes work. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.